Sure.
Hey, Keith, good morning. Thanks for taking some time. How are you?
Hey, guys, I'm great. How are you all?
Doing well. And congratulations again. We couldn't be more happy for you, more proud of you, and what a performance on, you know, not just Sunday, the whole weekend. And, you know, just great, great, great stuff to see. So congrats again.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, it was, I mean, it still hasn't really hit me yet. I'm just now leaving Palm Beach, so.
Oh, really?
Well, Keith, you know, not only did you win at a course designed by Jack Nicklaus. You beat Brooks Koepka, Ricky Fowler, Vijay Singh, some guys with some pretty good resumes. And you make this 15-footer. And as I texted you the other day, where we were watching, let's just say there were a lot of drinks flying when that putt went in. What in the world was going through your mind? Were you zoned in? Were you zoned out? Was it muscle memory? What's going through your head when you're lining up this 15-footer to win one of the best tournaments on tour?
It's kind of crazy. I was walking up, and I knew exactly what the putt was going to do before I got to the green, because that whole green slopes left to right. The grain goes left to right. It was the reed, I knew what the putt was doing. But once my head started thinking, man, this is that putt. This is the putt you've always wanted. And once I started getting in that mind frame, I was like, I got to go back to the basics, because that is what – that's what, when they talk about dealing with adrenaline and dealing with the pressure, that's when it starts to take over. So, I mean, I knew what the putt was doing, but I asked my guy, he's like, so is the grain going left or right? And it was an obvious question. I never call him in on putts like that. That's when he knew. He was like, yeah, it's going left or right. Brakes looking left or right. So we just try to get our mindset back into what was actually going on with the putt instead of what was going on around me. And I was able to do that, went through my routine pretty simply, and right when I gripped the putter to put my hands on the putter behind the ball, I mean, I couldn't even feel the putter. And at that point, it was just kind of like, all right, this is it. And I just hit it. And I looked up, and it was the perfect line the whole way. And I was just so pumped to see it go in.
Like I told you, I came out of my chair. I know a lot of folks did. I mean, it was incredible. And Dan Hicks had said that I guess it was one of the announcers said, they saw you staring at the leaderboard on the 18th tee. So, I mean, you knew, I mean, what was there, that if you parred the hole, it was going to be a playoff with Ricky and Brooks. I mean, so you knew all that going in. Some guys say they don't like to look at the leaderboard and that kind of thing. But what do you do when you're in those situations?
Well, that was the first time I've really been in that situation, so I guess look at the leaderboard.
Well, I guess I meant, you know, in other tournaments, you know, not necessarily that one, but, I mean, are you aware of the situation and that kind of thing?
Well, I tell you what, I thought Vijay was at 7, because when I looked at the leaderboard on 18, he was at 7. And I knew if I made that putt, I was ahead of Brooks and Ricky, but he still had a chance to make eagle to put me in a playoff. And so if you look back at the telecast, you can see my caddy and I going back and forth talking. That's what we're trying to figure out. We're trying to figure out if VJ's has a chance to eagle or not. And then I look back in the fairway, and he's in the bunker. And then I look kind of over, I'm walking to the tunnel, and Bones is over there. And Bones kind of winks at me and gives me a thumbs up. And, I mean, just this emotion just poured over me. And I was walking through the tunnel. Everybody's like, way to go, congrats, way to go. And it kind of sunk in, like, it wasn't official, but it was official.
Yeah.
And then I turned around from I walked over the bridge and turned around, and all my friends and family were there, and it was so cool.
That's awesome. Well,
and you talk about making the putt. I think we all did this as kids. All right, this putt to win the Masters. This, if I make this free throw, all right, we're going to the Final Four. You know, whatever it is. But, Keith, you actually find yourself in that position, and just the way you were able to cash in. So when you were a kid, how many times did you line up putts like that? I would guess every day when you're practicing.
All the time. And the crazy thing is, you practice and you think about it, this is to win the Masters, and you put all this pressure on yourself, and that takes you away from what you're trying to do. I'm trying to hit this putt left edge. It's uphill, and, you know, let's just get lined up in the left edge and hit the right speed. And so that's what was different this time, is I switched it from thinking this is a putt to win the PGA Tour event. I switched it to thinking, all right, I'm playing this putt a little bit outside left. It's a little uphill. Let's get lined up right and hit the best speed we can, and then hit the putt. And that's what I did, and that's why it went in. And that's what was so different about me being in the past, and, you know, this being my first victory, is when I did get in those situations, I was thinking the opposite way of this is so important, this is this, instead of thinking what you're trying to do.
As we mentioned, our man Keith Mitchell doing the duty that lies nearest, and we do appreciate that, joining us here after winning the Honda Classic. How much have you had to change up your schedule now looking ahead? Were you already going to be, like they were talking about, all right, so you get the Masters. I guess you'll go ahead and do that since that's available
Augusta,
to you.
Yeah,
that'll be fun. Like the players and everything. Were you, how much have you had to, just in the last 48 hours, start adjusting your schedule?
Thankfully, not that much. There's really only one tournament I took out between now and the Masters. And if I get in the match play, which is the top 64 in the world, right now I'm 68, and I'll be there. So hopefully, and that's cutoffs at the Players. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks I play well at the Players, get in the match play, and then it's all good going from there because I'll have San Antonio and then Augusta and then RBC. So I might play four in a row because I'll definitely play Hilton Head near Sea Island. And then everything else starts getting crazy after the PGA Championship because it's, the U.S. Open and the British Open, and I'm not guaranteed in those yet. I think it's top 60 in the world. So up until the PGA, we're pretty set, but after that, it's a little up in the air.
Keith, being a Georgia Bulldog, growing up in Chattanooga, living in Sea Island, obviously the win was first and foremost in the money and the exemption. But at the top of the list, too, to know you're going to be playing at Augusta National, that had to be one of the biggest perks from the win on Sunday.
Absolutely. I mean, it's so cliche to say I've dreamed about that my whole life, but it's absolutely the truth. I mean, I wouldn't be out here doing what I'm doing if I didn't dream about that. And it's so just an honor to know that I'm going to play. And it still hasn't really sunk in, but I've already texted some guys up there. Fellow member Jeff Knox up there who was too kind to talk to me about trying to get up there and play a practice round. And just having that text is just so cool. But I tell you what, the best thing about it was just the feeling between the time the ball went in the hole and the time I grabbed it out of the hole. I mean, you take the money, you take the pride, you take the fame. That 15 seconds of just raw emotion is something that is just I wish I could bottle up and sell.
I can't even imagine. Like I said, it was so cool. Plus, your man Crunchy Pete gets to keep the flag, right? So he gets that.
Yeah, I was doing the media stuff. I signed my scorecard and everything, and I walk out, and I'm like, where's Pete? I need my bag. I need my stuff. And he's like, oh, he's still in 18th grade waiting for the last group to finish so he can get the flag.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Keith, how much – and we've got so many players down at Sea Island. Of course, the connection between Georgia and the Golden Isles is so great. Talk about your training there. I know there's a doctor down there named Mo Pickens, and a lot of our Bulldogs down there have talked about the great work you've put in just practicing. What is that meant for you? So to play for Coach Hack and the University of Georgia and then to further enhance your game at Sea Island, kind of talk about those things for us.
Well, I moved down there kind of for the same reasons I went to Georgia, just because of the guys around the program, the guys that are great mentors and influences on me, because I need that around me. I need a good team. I need a good support system around me to really succeed. And you have that at Sea Island. There's 12 guys now on the PGA Tour just this year that have PGA Tour status that live in Sea Island. And that doesn't count all the people that have web status, web.com tour status, and Canadian Tour status, and all the other mini tours. That's 12 guys on tour. So it's really incredible what you can do on a day-to-day basis down there with the best in the world. And that's really what's prepared me for these moments.
It's a tough club championship, I tell you.
I was going to say, yeah. No doubt. Hey, you know, we were talking about the bear trap. And, you know, the shot you hit on 15 was, I mean, no one else was even getting close to that pin. But does it, they talk about how difficult a finish that is. You handled it really well. And I even noticed on Thursday that you made up some ground then, too. Does that stretch a hole just fit your eye? I mean, what was it about that part of the course that you really seemed to excel on?
I tell you what, I played those holes so conservatively, and if you think about it, the greens are so small that if you just hit the middle of the green, you're going to have a birdie putt. And that's what I tried to do the whole time, was I had like the spot on 15. I tried to hit every day. The spot on 17, I tried to hit every day. And if you did that, the longest putt you were going to have was 15 to 20 feet. So I never even looked at the flags on 15 and 17. We looked at the front number, we looked at our carry number, and we looked at our land number. And that was all we did. And I didn't matter. It didn't matter where the flag was. And if you hit a great shot, you might have hit a little closer. And if you hit a poor shot, you might have had 30 feet. But all in all, it was very simple down there, because if you try to flirt with those flags, you have such little margin for error.
Keith, we were all, you know, everybody was texting back and forth again, just celebrating on Sunday, and I hope you know how many Georgia fans were going nuts cheering for you and your coach Chris Hack. I texted with him and he told me, he said, JD, I'm in tears, and I know how much it means to so many people, and I'm sure you've got an idea of that. And now to join not just the Georgia Golfer Fraternity and the Georgia Golfer Fraternity on tour, but now you're a Georgia Tour winner. Has that sort of thing sunk in for you yet?
Not really. I mean, I've always looked up to those guys so much, and they've been such a good influence on me, and they've accomplished so much that just the fact that I can stand there and say I got a victory is it's crazy. I mean, being back in that locker room at Georgia, messing around with Coach Hack and Coach Douglas, just cutting jokes, and then now standing here with a trophy is just insane.
So when do they put that check in your account?
Today. Yeah. They might have done it while I'm on the phone. It might have hit while I've been on the phone. I need to
nice.
Get off the check.
Oh, nice.
Man, that's nice when your bank account doubles, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, pretty much. It's maybe more.
Oh, that is fantastic. Hey, by the way, one more question. On 18, so if you're in the fairway on 18 instead of that bunker, what's your play if you're that same distance in that
Go
situation?
Go for it. Oh, I'm 100% going for
okay,
it. I'm
yeah.
always going for it.
I knew you were, but
I mean,
what that distance would have been from that bunker to – or from the where that bunker is to the green. What was that distance?
I mean, if I wasn't on the front lip of that bunker, I would have gone for it from the bunker.
Right.
I mean, I had 180 front and probably one or two 205 hole, which is with that green and that wind is a 6-iron.
Right.
So I would have 100% gone for it. And I remember walking up and seeing my lie, and I told Pete, my caddy, I was like, man, we're going to have to do this the old-fashioned way. I haven't had to lay up for a par 5 in years.
You haven't laid up in a par 5 since you were like 7 years old, right? So that...
I know. Not on purpose, at least.
So, Keith, you know, this also is going to mean this fall at Sanford Stadium, I'm sure you're going to get recognized. I mean, how cool is that going to be when you get out there as a tour winner back between the hedges?
I tell you what, I've sat in those stands for, I guess it was 3 years, watching football games in the fall and seeing all my buddies down there getting recognized for playing on the PGA Tour. And I was like, God, I just want to be down there so bad. So I can't wait. I can't wait to pick out what game I'm going to be there.
Well, I didn't know if you were going to be coming to the Notre Dame game. You know, obviously, I mean, I guess it depends on the schedule and everything too. But, man, there's going to be some good ones to come to, and we certainly – we can't wait to see you. That's for sure. And I know you're excited about
getting
back.
Yeah, the fall schedule hasn't come out yet. So when that comes out, I'll make sure to make my tour schedule around my football schedule.
There you go. That's right. Absolutely. By the way, do the guys, and I say the guys on tour, majority, do y'all like that the PGA, they're moving the PGA Championship and that kind of thing?
Oh yeah. I mean, it's just to not have to compete with football is incredible. I'm watching football over golf, and I play golf. So that's just the game. That's just the nature of the beast. And I think all the executives on the PGA Tour and the PGA and everything, just I think they did a great job, because baseball, nobody's in their prime in August. It's our championships, our finals, our playoffs are in August now. And no other sport is, I don't think. I mean, if I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's it.
Well, Keith, it's just unbelievable. And again, what you did just for the Georgia people, we take such pride in watching you guys go out and succeed. and you certainly obviously made a name for yourself as one of the greatest players in Georgia history. And then to go out when you got your card, you were on leaderboards, you were in top tens, you were flirting with that win. Then to go and cash in a tournament like this, at a venue like this, with a leaderboard like this, with a pretty good guy named, pretty good player named Jack Nicklaus sitting in the TV booth at one of his venues there. You picked a great one to win, my friend.
Guys, I would have taken any of them to win. Don't get me wrong, but you're right. This one was pretty special.
Keith, thanks so much. We'll look forward to seeing you over at Augusta and when you get back closer this way and when you get into Athens. Thanks again for taking time, and congratulations again on the win. We are so, so happy for you.
Well, guys, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Keith.
Keith Mitchell.